Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here. Today we are joining Ford F-150 Lightning unveiling from Ford. The all-electric F-150 should be pretty interesting to see. I'll be taking notes here throughout. When Ford is doing things like this where they've just got music going, I'll probably pop in and give some thoughts as things progress. unlike a Tesla unveiling, we may see some of the trailers and things like that. But it'll be interesting to compare what Ford does here with the F-150 to the Cybertruck. And either way, it's exciting to see more electrification happening. Obviously, the Ford F-150, one of the top-selling vehicles in the world. So to see it electrified, whenever that may be, is a pretty big milestone. So I'm going to, again, just bring the audio up a little bit here so you guys can see. You're not missing anything yet.
Then, we built them a truck. A hard-working partner with an unbreakable handshake. The tool that turned American spirit into American progress. But the American spirit is a restless storm. And we're riding out to meet it. Driven by a century of innovation to help build a better world. It's time to stop thinking about the future and get ready for today. It's time to bring the lightning.
Please welcome Bill Ford, Executive Chair, Ford Motor Company.
Well, good evening, and welcome to Dearborn, home of the Ford Motor Company. As we mark this pivotal moment in our history, I'm so excited and proud to be joined by our employees, our UAW partners, our dealers, customers, media, and everyone who's joining us around the world. Many of you have been part of the Ford family for generations. And in many ways, this event and what you will see tonight is a generational celebration. More than a century ago, Dearborn became the epicenter of American ingenuity and progress. This is where the Industrial Revolution took hold. This is where we unlocked one of the most important rights we have in this country, the freedom to move and to pursue dreams. And Dearborn is where, 73 years ago, the first F-Series rolled off our assembly line. From the very beginning, the F-Series has always been more than just a truck. It became a symbol for American strength, endurance, and resilience. And that's why the F-Series has been the best-selling truck in the world for the past 44 years. Part of what makes it so special is that we never stop working to make it even better. And when we committed to making an electrified truck, we set an incredibly high bar for success. It had to be good enough to be called F-150. The F-150 is the world's most popular and trusted truck, and the F-150 Lightning will be the smartest, cleanest F-150 ever, and it's pretty powerful. In fact, just yesterday, President Biden was in Dearborn, and somehow he convinced the Secret Service to let him drive the truck on our test track. He had a blast, and he left some rubber on the track. Now, there's no doubt that this truck is powerful, but it's also a showcase of what's to come from Ford. We're just as dedicated to delivering for our customers as my great-grandfather was when he invented the assembly line over 100 years ago. And that's what today is all about, reinvention and improvement, forward and upward. Technology, not for its own sake, but to make people's lives better. As America's favorite vehicle is now electrified, This is a defining moment for our company, a watershed moment for our industry, and on a personal level, it's really gratifying for me. It's a truck that will usher in a cleaner future for our country, and it will fulfill our promise to our children and our grandchildren that our generation is committed to leaving them a cleaner planet. 2.5 years ago, we celebrated the 100th anniversary of the Rouge, and I promised our employees that one day, when we built an all-electric F-150, we'd do it right here in Dearborn, which is why we're building it at the Rouge, in a plant that is environmentally progressive as the F-150 Lightning is itself. And the Rouge is more than just a factory. It's been a source of pride and opportunity for generations of workers. And when many in Ford wanted to abandon the Rouge as it fell into disrepair years ago, Lightning is itself. And the Rouge is more than just a factory. It's been a source of pride and opportunity for generations of workers. And when many in Ford wanted to abandon the Rouge as it fell into disrepair years ago, I decided to make it the greenest plant in the country. The F-150 Lightning will be built in America and for America, because Ford is built for America. We employ more hourly workers and assemble more vehicles in the U.S. than any other automaker. As I see so many of our employees here tonight, I'm reminded that they are what makes us different, and they are what set us apart from other companies. And they will continue our proud tradition of innovation at the Ford Motor Company. This is a historic day for our company. It's an important day for the future of our country. And I am so proud to be able to share it with all of you. Thank you so much. And now, I'd like to introduce Gerald Kareem, Vice President of our UAW Ford Department. Gerald?
And Jim Farley for his dedication, forward-looking perspective. And Linda Zane, the engineer who worked with our UAW brothers and sisters to make this F-150 Lightning a world-class vehicle of the future. This is truly a partnership, a long-standing, strong partnership of respect and vision. And I'd also like to recognize UAW President Roy L. Gamble, a member of UAW Local 600, for his leadership on his home turf. Region 1A Director Chuck Browning, as well as my top aide, Steve Zimmerler, who are with us here tonight. And of course, Bernie Rickey of UAW Local 600 and Nick Catalis, Chair of Dearborn Truck and their officers and teams. Today's investment is not just an investment of technology and money. It is far more than that. It is an investment in the future of UAW Ford workers and their families. It is an investment in technologies that will create sustainability. Let me say a few words about the workers who come to work every day and put their talent and sweat into building the F-150. About 4,400 UAW represented hourly workers build these vehicles. And I know my brothers and sisters believe in the work they do, forging vehicles that will contribute to the better future for us all. As we look toward that future, Much has been said about the transition to new technologies, and we are all working our way through this monumental shift. We remain proud and excited to build this iconic F-150 Lightning. On behalf of the workers who build this new electric vehicle and our partners here this evening, we launch a new chapter of UAW Forward Innovations in Sustainability and Good Jobs. Today is a good day for Ford, the UAW, and our nation. It now gives me great pleasure to introduce the all-new F-150 Lightning. Let's take a look.
By now, we've all heard a lot of talk, a lot of promises.
One, two, three.
A lot of lengthy descriptions about what electric is. We think it's time to see what it can do. It's time for electric to turn into lightning. An electric truck that can match the ambitions of this nation. That can haul on both ends. That shows up to the job site with an extensive resume. That can help build your house. And if need be, power that house. That puts a big, ridiculous smile on your face every time you hit the accelerator. That feels like a bullet train and works like a freight train. The only EV quick enough, tough enough, smart enough to carry our name. The only EV that's an F-150. The fully electric F-150 Lightning. Remember where you were when you heard about it.
Here it is, the all-new, all-electric, all-capable F-150 Lightning. I'm Linda Zhang. Tonight feels like a dream come true for me. It's a dream that started when I was 8 years old and rolled in a car for the first time, just after my family moved to America to start a new life. 11 years after that day, I joined Ford when I was 19. And now I feel so fortunate to have led an amazing team that worked day and night for the past 3 years to create the truck of the future, F-150 Lightning. Anything is possible when you dream big, and that's what we did. So let me tell you why F-150 Lightning is like no other truck. Building on over a century of truck know-how, we unlocked the full potential of EV technology. And wherever we saw the opportunity to improve, we took it. Jim will tell you about the drive experience, but with its low center of gravity and perfect weight balance, this is the best handling F-150 ever. And it has the fastest acceleration of any F-150. To harness that performance, F-150 Lightning features 4 selectable drive modes: normal, sport, off-road, and tow haul, and is always 4x4. Plus, the ownership experience is packed with advantages only Ford EVs offer. You get revolutionary power, on-the-go, available features like enhanced Pro Power onboard delivers up to 9.6 kilowatts, available at 21 charge points around the truck, including 11 outlets, enough to power an awesome tailgate or an entire worksite. And at home, intelligent backup power makes the F-150 Lightning your own personal power plant, automatically powering your house for 3 days during an outage. This is a first for an EV truck. There's storage under the hood like you've never seen before, and a standard full-size bed. Inside, F-150 Lightning comes as a super crew with plenty of room for 5. F-150 Lightning offers an ingenious array of connected, intelligent features. With enhanced zone lighting all around the truck, you can find your tools or light up your campsite. Available onboard scales analyze your payload, while Ford Intelligent Range pulls in factors like that payload alongside weather, traffic, and towing information to accurately calculate your range. And with Ford Pass, Power My Trip will identify charging routes before even starting your journey. Not only do you get a 12-inch digital cluster, you can also get a massive 15.5-inch center screen running Sync 4A, which puts control of this connected truck at your fingertips. Plus, a suite of new tools like Smart Hitch and Pro Trailer Hitch Assist means that towing doesn't need to be a 2-person job. It's also the only electric pickup that's built Ford tough, dependable and torture tested with an all-new frame which uses the strongest steel ever in an F-150. This is a truck that can tow up to 10,000 pounds up a brutal hill in extreme heat or cold. Rugged underbody protection keeps the battery safe, with metal skid plates shielding both the battery and inboard motors from tough terrain. The battery itself is secure inside a waterproof casing surrounded by crash absorption protection, which all adds up to excellent off-road performance. This is the smartest, most innovative F-150 Ford has ever built, designed to bring our customers what we believe is the best driving and ownership experience on the planet with zero emissions. I'll hand it over now to our president and CEO, Jim Farley, to tell you more. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Linda. I also wanted to thank Bill Ford, Gerald Kareem, and this incredible team that made this evening possible. This is what passion of the Ford Motor Company can do. This is American innovation, and this is a moment of tremendous pride for all of us at Ford. This revolutionary truck will be built just a couple of miles away from here at the Rouge, where my grandfather and so many others were proud to punch in every day, as Gerald said. You heard the specs and details from Linda. She's terrific. But I want to tell you what it actually feels like to drive this truck. You know, I've been lucky enough to be involved with lots of amazing vehicles in my career with a few brands. But this truck is totally different. Bill Ford and I went to the test track recently to drive an advanced prototype. And even though it was pretty close to the development of the F-150 Lightning, I was completely blown away. It's like no pickup truck I have ever driven. The driving experience is a complete thrill. We're targeting 770 foot-pounds of torque and just under 600 horsepower. 0 to 60 for this truck is in the mid-4-second range. That's quicker than the Raptor, and it's a lot quicker than the original SVT Lightning performance truck. But what makes it so unique is it's so quick, but it's super quiet inside and so smooth. It's got a totally new independent rear suspension. As Linda said, standard four-wheel drive and a very low center of gravity because of the batteries. It hauls ass and tows like a beast. Metaphorically, it might as well have a Superman cape and a Captain America shield. Now, if you lose power at home, like the ice storms in Texas, the F-150 Lightning will power your house for day upon day upon day. And it's all seamless and controlled through your phone on the Ford Pass app. And then there's the mega power frunk. It's a whole new automotive term. You press a button and the whole front of the truck opens. And it's amazing. 400 liters of space, 400 pounds of payload up there, 4 plugs to power your tools at a work site, your Traeger grill, your flat screen TV, your mini fridge at the tailgate. And the cabin is a perfect blend of luxury. No one does luxury like the F-150, but technology and lots of clever features. And boy, do we have technology, including a true hands-free highway driving system we call Ford Blue Cruise. The F-150 Lightning will just get better and better every day, every month, every year, with the over-the-air updates that we call Ford Power-Ups. They'll fix bugs, continually improve the user experience, and add completely new features and technologies. Now, range will never be a concern with this truck. You charge it overnight, and with the extended range batteries, we put, as standard, dual onboard chargers that make the charging go really fast. And you roll out in the morning with the electric equivalent of a full tank of gas. And if you need to charge on the go, you'll have access to the largest public charging network in North America, thanks to Ford. Now, a lot of people would think, with all of that, all of those features, all that capability, all that technology, that this would be a six-figure trophy truck. And I'm proud to say, we worked really hard, and this F-150 Lightning starts at just under $40,000. And that's before you get your federal or state tax credits. And if you're a commercial customer, we have an F-150 Lightning just for you. It offers the lowest cost of ownership of any truck we've ever made. It needs less maintenance because it has 40% less moving parts and powertrain. And of course, you never have to stop at the gas station. But this is just one part of the Ford plan, as Bill said, to lead the electric revolution. Let's take a look. So right next to me is the Mustang Mach-E that has redefined the American muscle car for the electric era. People see it, they drive it, and then they buy it. 70% of the people who have ordered the Mustang Mach-E are brand new to Ford. Now, for all of you here tonight who really like speed, this is your lucky day, because this is the new GT performance version of the Mustang Mach-E. It's much faster than the one that we've already launched. It looks great. It is fantastic to drive. And over there is the backbone of business, the most innovative, ingenious version of the number one commercial van, not just in the U.S., but in the world. Now, that E-Transit will launch later this year, here and in Europe. And there's the F-150 Lightning. Now, this truck represents all that our country can do when we push for progress, as Bill said. So that's the end of this show. But frankly, it's just the beginning of a whole new era at Ford. Please take a look at this closing video. And for more information, to reserve your F-150 Lightning, you got to go to Ford.com. It's only going to cost you $100 to make a reservation. So thank you for sharing this incredibly special evening with all of us. Good night, and thank you.
All right, guys, stay tuned as we watch this exit trailer. Let me just put that on sound in the background here. As we watch that, I will give some of my thoughts here. So just stay tuned, and once this wraps up, we'll get into that. So there we have it. Honestly, not too bad of a presentation, I thought, by Ford. I think the was it Ford that had Idris Elba? Was that Ford? I can't remember. Maybe that was for the Mach-E. Not a bad presentation. I thought they got through it quickly. They didn't belabor the points in the intro too much, I thought. And obviously, in terms of the specs, I think this can be a competitive vehicle for sure. I want to pop over here to Ford's website and let's see what they've got posted, see if there's anything up there yet that we can get a little bit more information on here. Sure. All right, so trying to see if there's a spec sheet here anywhere. Looks like they've got most of their features up and stuff. Okay, so I know it's a little bit small on your guys' screen, but they do say the F-150 Lightning comes with standard range battery that offers targeted EPA estimated range of 230 miles or the extended range 300 miles. Looks like in the fine print here, again, super, super small for you guys. Yeah, they're just saying final estimated EPA ratings in 2022. Talking about their onboard charging. Let's see. So there's a shot of the interior. Not my favorite interior. I said in the notes that as we were going through, I have used this setup in the Mach-E. I don't like it personally. I think the combination of the physical control knob here plus the digital screen, I get what they're trying to do, trying to adapt into the digital environment a little bit slowly, give people some familiarity, but I just feel like it doesn't really offer you much. It takes up some space. They have to conform their UI entirely around that little knob there. It's just not a great long-term solution, in my opinion. Okay, so MSRP starting at 40,000 up to around 90,500. So we've got a really big range here. Shouldn't be too surprising given the fact that, you know, Ford's actual F-150 internal combustion engine lineup definitely spans quite the range as well. So the ICE vehicle starts at around 28,000. I know the Raptor starts at, I think, 56,000, and then optioning up from there, I'm sure you can get it pretty high as well. So you can reserve now, you can place your order beginning fall 2021, first shipments beginning spring 2022. So we're probably, you know, about a year out, maybe a little bit less than a year out. Detailed pricing released in fall of 2021. So it looks like we're not going to get to see a configurator today. Maximum towing capacity of 10,000 pounds. I don't remember off the top of my head how that compares to the Cybertruck. We can take a look at that here quick in a second. 2,000 pound payload capacity. 0-60 in mid 4-second range. Targeted performance reflects current status based on analytical projections consistent with U.S. automotive publication process. Final performance times will be available in the 2022 calendar year. I'm guessing that top speed is probably not on the base version. We're probably looking at not quite as quick on that. I would love to see at what that 300-mile range version starts at, and unfortunately I'm not sure we're going to get to see that today. Just kind of scrolling through here, see if there's any other features or anything that we missed. I'm not a truck guy, so some of this stuff is going to be a little bit over my head. Some of the stuff we can come back to as well as we have time to absorb it. Just want to get some initial reactions out there first. Interior work surface. So it looks like they're trying to make a little bit of a desktop area there, which could be nice. Cybertruck's obviously got that full down middle seat, center console type of thing going on there. So it looks like Cybertruck probably has more seating capability. I do like the frunk. I was making fun of it a little bit with the name of it. They put Mega, I think Mega Power Frunk was what it was. Yeah, Mega Power Frunk, I guess. It does look nice though. It's a lot of space up there. As they said, they do have the onboard charger does connect up there too. So you've got outlets in the front, you've got outlets in the back. They said 11 in total. So maybe 7 in the back. I'm not sure. Maybe there's one on the side somewhere, something like that. This zone lighting, I think, actually looked pretty cool. I'm not sure how that compares to the internal combustion engine lineup that they've got, but I do think that's a nice little feature if you're taking that out camping or tailgating, like they mentioned. Just gives you some security lights in situations like that. The Mega Power Frunk has the power, 2.4 kilowatts of exportable power, 120 volt outlet. So yeah, that'll be super handy. Cybertruck has that as well. But I don't think the Cybertruck has as many outlets. I'm not sure that we have a final number on that, if Tesla's talked about that, or if they were more vague. But it'll be interesting to see how that compares. Largest front trunk of any all-electric pickup, so 14.1 cubic feet, 400-pound capacity. So I feel like this is comparing pretty favorably to, you know, the Rivian R1T would be the other big electric truck. Obviously, this is a much more similar in style, Rivian going after more of the classic pickup truck look. And there's going to be a market for this, you know. Not everyone is going to want to drive around in a Cybertruck, no matter how good the specs are, how it compares on the stat sheet. People are just not going to want to drive that around, a certain sector of people. So there's plenty of market to go around for the others here. Okay, so let's see if we can get any more insight into the variants here. So commercial-oriented truck coming soon. X1 F-150 XLT. Lariat. Not sure exactly what that stands for. And then we've got the Platinum. So again, I'm not sure they're going to give us much specs in terms of what the differences are here. Find your chargers. 360 degree. Okay, so quite a lot of colors here. Let's just flip through those quickly. Maybe that's a little better. Definitely looks like a nice lineup. Reserve now. All right, so I'm just going to scroll back up to the top, see if there's anything we missed here in terms of what the configurations might look like. I think that's the big question right now. And then in addition to that, maybe that's not the biggest question. Probably the biggest question would be what's going to happen in terms of production. So, you know, Ford does a million F-Series vehicles a year, roughly in that ballpark. What are they going to produce here for the all-electric version? Is this going to be 50,000, in which case not super notable? Or are they actually going to try to ramp this up to maybe a couple hundred thousand to 500,000 a year? Certainly seems like there should be demand for that. Maybe not quite at this price point, but I think Ford's going to be able to sell quite a lot of these. Again, it kind of depends on where things come out in terms of the range per vehicle lineup. So the starting price here, or the starting range here, is 230 miles. That's going to be the $40,000 version, obviously. Beyond that, we'll just have to see in terms of how competitive it is. Let me flip over to the Cybertruck page and see if we can see any comparisons here. Okay, so obviously on the high end, when that ends up coming out, it's, you know, Tesla's going to be quite a bit more competitive, but at a higher price point, $70,000 versus the Ford starting at, you know, $40,000. Same with the single motor, but it looks like maybe Ford's getting a little bit more towing capacity out of that opening price point, more in line with what the dual motor would be. But we'll just have to see how that breaks down on the lineup too, because I'm not sure if that 10,000 pound towing capacity is on the base model or if that's one of the optioned up versions either. But it looks like Tesla's comparing pretty favorably on the top end for sure, which is really no surprise. I don't think anyone expects someone else to come out with any specs like this at this point. Let's see. I'm trying to remember is that kind of all the details we get in the Cybertruck? I'm trying to remember if there's any bed capacity. It's been so long since we've gone through this. So 3,500 pound payload capacity. Again, I know that's a little bit small for you guys. So it looks like the payload capacity is higher on the Cybertruck. Ford was saying 2,000 pounds. So for most of what we're seeing here, I think the Cybertruck is comparing favorably across most dimensions. But again, that doesn't really matter all that much. What Ford's going to be competing with is, again, the R1T and any electric truck efforts from GM or you know, Fiat Chrysler with Dodge. I believe that's the company that falls under. So I think those are my initial thoughts. Sorry for the frame rate. I know that was a little bit annoying for those of you that watch the stream here. But, you know, first impressions, well, actually, let's see. Let's see if we can try to figure out anything on the battery here. I feel like if they talk about charging, we might be able to do a little bit of math on the fly, which is always a bad idea on live streams. So bear with me as I poke around here and look for that. Because we're going to want to know the battery size to figure out, you know, what kind of margins Ford might be getting on this. That'll give us a hint at what kind of margin structure they might have. So I'm just looking here at the vehicle to house, not necessarily vehicle to grid, but vehicle to house. When home is properly equipped and home transfer switch disconnects home from the grid based on 30 kilowatt hour use per day, using the F-150 Lightning with the extended range battery. So that's the asterisk, which is here. So I know they said 3 days earlier, and they're saying 30 kilowatt hours use per day. So I'm wondering if that means a 90 kilowatt hour battery, which would actually be not bad, I don't think, for a 230 mile range. Full home power for 3 days, yeah, so, not totally convinced by that, but that is an interesting point, data point. Okay, so peak charging power of 19.2 kilowatts. All right, well, I don't want to poke around too much on a live stream digging through this, but we'll keep looking through this tonight. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of reactions from this online today, and we'll see what we can learn from this, and we'll come back and talk about that tomorrow. So thank you guys for tuning in. I did do an episode preview previously today, just in case you happen to miss that with this live stream, so make sure to check that out. But as always, thanks for tuning in. Thanks again for bearing with me through the frame rate stuff. Overall, again, I think this is going to be has the potential to be competitive. I think there's still a little bit more information that we're waiting for here, but I think if you're, you know, rooting for Ford, you got to be pretty happy with the unveiling tonight. I think, you know, probably met or exceeded what we may have expected. So I think you got to be pretty happy with that. If you're looking for the electrification of vehicles in general, again, I think also a win here tonight. So good to see some of that stuff. We'll keep digging for more details on this to see what else we can learn: battery capacity, production levels, prices of the other optioned up versions, and we'll see what we can see. But thanks for tuning in. As always, make sure you're subscribed and sign up for notifications. You can also find me on Twitter @TeslaPodcast, and I'll see you tomorrow for the, what is it?